that's on the street is a precious little thing called love. Why am I content alone when I know someone will phone? It's a precious little thing called love. I see a day in June, a wedding tune, a honeymoon cruise. Friends I know who will throw some rice and old shoes. But the one thing makes me say, heaven's just across the way, is a precious little thing called love.
That's all from Annette Hanshaw, but that's just getting us started here on the Antique Phonograph Music Program tonight, folks. Good evening. It's me, your host, Mac, here with you for another hour playing some of these old shellac discs and, switching up a little bit tonight. I'm usually here in the studio with the disc machines, the Victrola, and the cylinder machines, and the Victrola became sort of a ubiquitous term in the 40s, 50s, 60s. I remember my dad even saying, oh, turn on the Victrola, and he was referring to the Zenith Magnavox console, whatever it was. But, it was a long-standing term. And so the Victrola first came out, I think it was around 1906 was the first model. Because housewives didn't like those big dusty horns around their homes. So they had these wooden machines which looked more like pieces of furniture, which blended into their homes more. And the Victrola went through many permutations. So RCA bought Victor in 1929 during their hard times. Radio Corporation of America was booming. Victor hit hard times. So they became RCA Victor. But the Victrola didn't stop. The crank-up machines were made into the 40s. And what I have tonight with me is a suitcase portable, they're widely known as, or the picnic model. It looks like a suitcase. You open it up. It's got the crank inside. It's got a place to hold some records. And it's got a more modern reproducer for playing some of these electric records. And as I was pulling records tonight, I was had some of these electric things out for some other thing, something else I was doing. And I thought, hey, why don't I bring the portable down tonight and do a show of all electric records on the portable. So that's what I'm doing. We started off there with Annette Hanshaw with A Precious Thing Called Love, a Velvetone record from 1929. That's within the realm of what I might normally plan my show. But we're going to play mostly stuff outside the realm. And here we go with the Mills Brothers from 1947 on the Decca label with Oh, My Aching Heart.
I walk alone, singing a song, pretending that we're not apart. Nobody would know it, I know I don't show it, but oh, my aching heart. Nightly I'm found, stepping around with someone who looks very smart. They think I'm romancing when they see me dancing, but oh, my aching heart. I'm the life of every party, the gayest guy in town, always handing people a laugh. But after every party, you'll find this lonesome clown kissing your photograph,
the one that I tore in half.
I never knew till I lost you. I loved you so much from the start.
I keep saying over, I'm glad it's all over,
but oh, my aching heart.
Oh, I walk along
singing a song,
pretending that we're not apart. Nobody would know it, I know I don't show it, but oh, my aching heart. Nightly I'm found stepping around with someone who looks very smart. They think I'm romancing when they see me dancing, but oh, my aching heart.
I'm the life of every party, the gayest guy in town, always handing people a laugh. But after every party, you'll find this lonesome clown kissing your photograph,
the one that I tore in half.
I never knew till I lost you. I loved you so much from the start.
I keep saying over, I'm glad it's all over,
but oh, my aching heart.
All right. Love that smooth sound of the Mills Brothers. Wonderful early singing group they are. Fantastic. And, yeah, sounds really good on this portable machine. I actually have a changed up the reproducer to a Victor Orthophonic reproducer, which I find is a little more mellow for these electric records. And that's something that would have been on a early electric machine, but I really like the sound of it on this one. We're going to now hear from the great Boogie Woogie pianist, Mr. Pete Johnson, here on another Decca record. And this is a 1940 recording of Blues on the Downbeat, some solo piano.
Thank you.
Very nice, very nice. Yeah, some boogie-woogie there. You know, definitely boogie-woogie, one of the steps leading us towards rock and roll, no doubt. No doubt. All right, let's continue now with the great duet of Slim and Slam. That was their name on the recording. And but their real names were Bewley Slim Gaylord and Leroy Elliott Slam Stewart. A lot of jazz novelty numbers. And this was their biggest hit, probably. Was it's Flat Fleet Floogie, which is a Vocalion record from 1940. Cranking up the suitcase Victrola here. I'm loving the sound of this machine.
Now the name of this song is the Flat Fleet Fugie. The Flat Fleet Fugie with the flaw and flaw. The Flat Fleet Fugie with the flaw and flaw. The Flat Fleet Fugie with the flaw and flaw. The flaw and the flaw and the flaw and the flaw and the flaw. The Flat Fleet Fugie with the flaw and flaw. The Flat Fleet Fugie with the flaw and flaw.
One's been played quite a bit, as you might expect with a lot of the big hit records. You know, it wasn't like today where you can hit your repeat on your iThing and get the plays over and over again, which produced no wear. Nope, these records would wear every time they played, and obviously that was a very well-loved one. So we can love it a little more. Mm-hmm. And so, remember these records from the 30s, 40s that I'm playing tonight. The 20s weren't that far away, so people were still thinking about it. And a lot of songs from the 20s became hits in the 40s. I think of Little Brown Jug was a big one. And we're going to hear now from Les Brown and his orchestra on a 1946 recording, taking Billy Murray's big hit, In My Merry Oldsmobile, and updating it for the big band sound. Because the kids might have heard that on the parents' Victrola. And then the parents might be saying, hey, this dance music ain't so bad. But this is on those Red Columbia discs, which most collectors are not into. And I don't know, I'm starting to get more of an appreciation for them, especially since I've got this portable machine. So Les Brown and his orchestra and My Merry Oldsmobile, a Columbia record from 1946. I like how they started off in the old style. Even they were saying, you know, we ain't doing it like that no more. Let's modernize it. And they swung it. Swinging the oldies. That's what Dave was doing. Oh, yeah. Nice. Vocal chorus by Pat Flaherty and Butch Stone. Mm-hmm. Use Columbia needles for perfect tone. That's what it says on the record. I'm not using Columbia needles, so they'll just have to deal with it. All right. Continuing now with another wonderful lady who made quite a few recordings in the 30s and the 40s, I believe. Miss Mildred Bailey. Yeah, she... started off, I think, in the 30s with her late 20s. She sang with Paul Whiteman. And she went on to have a pretty long career. Yeah, lots of good records. And this is a, you know, I always like records that refer to rockin' before there was rockin'. And that are a little rockin'. And this is Mildred Bailey with Rockin' Chair from 1937. Let's hear it. I guess that one was less rockin' than I remember it. Yeah. Well, that happens with my memory. But a sweet little number there from Miss Mildred Bailey. Wonderful. And, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't play one of the biggest eras, biggest artists of the swing era on the gramophone, and who just celebrated his, We celebrated the 100th anniversary of his birth, 100-year anniversary of Mr. Frank Sinatra. And it's another one on those Columbia Red Labels, which, again, I used to sort of, and most collectors eschew. They sort of don't want to deal with these. They don't like the music. It's too common. It's too, they're not going to play on a Victrola, and most of this stuff has been reissued on better formats, but I'm having more of an appreciation of them. It kind of reminds me of when I was a teenager. I always had a pretty wide interest in music. And people would say, well, what kind of music do you like? And I would say, well, it's easier actually for me to say what kind of music I don't like. And my answer would be, that would be the Carpenters. But today, I love the Carpenters. I love Karen's voice. I love their production values. I love their songs. I love everything about them. So you have to allow yourself that room to change, because we all change and our tastes change. I mean, there's definitely things I loved as a teenager, which I can look back fondly on, but realize that it's really not the best music. So that happens. So here we're going to hear now from Frank Sinatra, one of his big hits from 1947. And All of Me on the Columbia label.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I get on, dear, without? The part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me? All of me, why not take all? Can't you see I'm just a mess without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Why don't you take my arms? I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I get along without you? You know that you took a part that used to be my heart, so why not take all of me? You better get it while you can, baby. I'm leaving town pretty soon now. Yeah, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, that one sounds kind of sweet. You know, there's a lot of little parts on this machine that are vibrating as I'm playing it. I'm trying to come up with ways to stop the vibration from getting into the recording and managing to do it. But yeah, there you go. So continuing now with probably one of the greatest, if not the greatest, jazz artist of the 20th century, Mr. Louis Armstrong. Now, Louis, as he did today from the very beginning, made a great impression on the musical scene. And, you know, he definitely did some early acoustic recordings on the OK label and some fantastic ones on the continued on the OK label into the 20s. And we're going to hear one of those electric ones from 1927. But what we're going to hear now is from a reissue set. And this reissue set is probably from the 40s sometime. When, you know, he was still really appreciated. It's got one of those great Jim Flora covers on it. And it's Louis Jordan and his Hot Five. A lot of the great recordings. And, you know, good luck finding an original Louis Armstrong recording of I'm Not Rough or a lot of other sides that are contained in this album. But the thing is, Columbia did reissues from the original masters, which were on OK, which they absorbed. So it's kind of like having the original recording, but on these clean discs. So I'll take it. Sounds good to me. And you'll agree also when you hear it. So Louis Armstrong from 1927, and I'm Not Rough. Here we go.
Woman that gets me got to treat me right, 'cause I'm crazy about my loving and I must have it all the time. It takes a brown-skinned woman to satisfy my mind, to satisfy my mind.
Yeah, he must have his loving all the time, and it takes a brown-skinned woman to satisfy his mind. Oh, yeah, I know what he's talking about. Oh, yeah. All right, continuing now, folks, with this program of me and the Victrola, which is a model, which is my suitcase portable. I've got this one. I've got a Decca also. And the funny thing about them, both the motors were made in the same place. At this point, Victor was outsourcing these kind of machines. And they were commonly referred to as suitcase or picnic models, because they're great for taking out to the park or the beach, which I've done on many occasions. And always sound good. Always fun to crank up the machine, and a lot easier to carry around than a Victrola, for sure. Well, it is a Victrola. What am I talking about? Okay. Continuing now with another great artist of the period, Mr. Cab Calloway and his orchestra, here on an OK record from 1941. It's a Benny Goodman song called A Smooth One. And let's hear it. None of his vocal style on that side there, but you know what that's like. Next time I do a show like this, I'm definitely going to do another show like this because I'm collecting more and more of these electric 78s. They're fun to play on this machine. You know, just like I like doing it in person with folks. Absolutely. Let's continue now with an artist who I've played lots of times on my show. Miss Bessie Smith. You know, she started off... Oh, boy. Well, I was going to play it, but as I pull it out, it's all crumbled. It's all broken. Oh, that's sad. It's a recording of I'm Wild About That Thing on one side. and you got to give me some on the other, but it's all busted up. So that's Trash 78. That's what happens. Wow. Sad. All right, well, that puts me in emergency mode. What are we going to hear now? Let's see what this one is. No, let's not do that one. Let's do... Oh, here's another Bessie Smith. Okay. Well, this is along the same lines that we talked about before, where, where Columbia later is reissuing her classic sides because she was so well-loved in the 40s. So this is an early electric of hers called One and Two Blues. As I try to type it in at the same time as I do this, but I should get the record on first. You know, the thing is, remember, I'm changing records here, changing needles, trying to do the playlist. And I appreciate everyone logging in and posting comments on our comment board. And I can't always get to it because my hands are just too busy. But it's nice to see you all there. Shanghai One, Jeff, and Jake Gould. A lot of regulars come out there, and I appreciate that. And I am seeing what you're saying. And sometimes I'm saying what I'm seeing. But continuing, here's Bessie Smith. This one's from 1926, an early electric of hers, One, Two Blues. Nice one. Really, can really hear the spatial relation of the band on that one, how they're all spread out and where they're all positioned and how she's way up in front of the microphone. Really nice sounding recording. Okay, we got time for a few more. Let's keep it going. With Joe King Oliver and his orchestra. Here's a pretty late one for them, 1930. You know, they were huge and definitely attributing the birth of jazz to these guys in the New Orleans area. And, you know, once the late 20s come along, things are getting tough for a lot of musicians. And the Depression hits and, you know, they're considered old-fashioned. So he was trying to make a living, still recording, still doing his thing. But not a lot of nostalgia for that kind of thing then, and had a tough time going at it. But here he is with a 1930 recording, Shake It, Break It, on the Bluebird label. So that was a nice one from King Oliver and his orchestra. And let's see, let's squeeze in a couple more before we get the show over with. Yeah, got to time the show perfectly because, you know, the 78s aren't exactly all the same length. So it's kind of a challenge to make it end on time. So let's just go real quick to Harry James and his orchestra with a tune called Flatbush Flanagan on the Columbia label. I gotta look up the year for this one in a second. Thank you. Very nice, very nice. All right. Well, this has been a great show, folks, tonight. I really enjoyed bringing you all these records on a different kind of machine. Still keeping it crank up. Still acoustical energy coming at you, but electric recordings. And nice to change it up a little bit. I'll be back next week with my Christmas show, as I do every year. So tune in for that. And, of course, you can always follow me on that Instagram thing, Phonograph DJ Mac. Phonograph DJ Mac. Lots of pictures of me out and about. All phonograph-oriented stuff. You get to see the machine I'm playing here tonight on the station if you go in there and follow me. And lots of other pictures of me out and about with my machines. Leave you with one more, Sonny Boy Williams on the Decca label from 1942. This is Savoy's Jumpin', and I'm jumping out of here, turning it over to Irene in a few minutes. So, folks, till next week, it's your host, Mac, of the Antique Phonograph Music Program, saying nighty night, everybody. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and online at WFMU.org and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And, yeah.
Christmas comes early to the hill.